you're in this particular part of the town, and you're driving down the street, and you see this girl that caught your interest, so you pass right by her. But you would turn around at the first street that you could turn around on, and she might have noticed that you're turning around for her. She'll readjust herself on the opposing side of the street before she can easily access your passenger door. Once she get in the car, either there will be no conversation or she will talk too fucking much. Depends on the mind state she in as well, because drugs and prostitution, they're hand in hand. And when she's on drugs too, it's like, damn, I don't know if I should have picked her up now. Because she's just trying to get some dope just like you were or you're about to do. So, they be like, you come yet? You about to come? You about to come? Fuck, I just put my dick in. Shit. Yep. Shout out to my ladies that had their toes done in the winter time. That says a lot about your standards and character, and I appreciate it. Now we're about to talk about the prostitutes. There's different variations of prostitutes. You have your high class escort prostitute. This ma'am might work strictly off the internet. She might have her images posted up on various amounts of websites that's available on the internet for escorts. This lady will charge about, I say, in between $80 and $200 an hour, which is crazy, but nine times out of 10, it will be worth it. It's not too many times that I was able to afford a high-class prostitute like that. Well, for my standards, that was a high class. I know there's some levels of prostitution that I haven't seen before because of my drug addiction. But the top tier was these type of females. They'll work strictly off the internet. Charge between $80 and $200 an hour. What will happen? You'll call her up. She'll be very straightforward. No bullshit. No negotiation. None at all. She will just hang up the phone on your ass if you talk about $50 or less. She'll be in a decent 3-star hotel or up. You go ahead and agree to meet with her. She'll come to the door and everything, and nothing will happen. Her hand will go, it'll come straight out too. Like cash up front. Some of these girls may be independent, some of these girls might not be independent. After the exchange, most of the time, she's very skillful. Very skillful. It won't take her that long to complete you. rather deplete you. She would show no emotions, no feelings. It's kind of, she's able to kind of catch on to what you like very fast, which is kind of cool. I guess that comes from experience. After you're done, she'll be standing there waiting on you to leave. I guess the next class, that I've come in contact with was girls that used to work off Backpage and Craigslist when that was still a thing. Nowadays, I think the feds have cracked down on that. Because you don't see any more ads on those major websites like that. But some of those girls may be independent. Most of them are. Some of them may have some pimps. I don't know. I never was too much into that side of the prostitution, but I just know it's there. These girls right here, they'll charge you. They'll work with you. It depends on what they ads say. Some of them let you know up front what's going on, and some of them may be able to be persuaded, I guess the nice way to put it. Most of them are not, you know. So these girls, sometimes I met these girls at their apartment or their house or wherever they stay at. Same thing with my standards of high class, you know, just going there, and then some of them will want to have some type of conversation, because these girls, they're not really too hardcore. Like I say hardcore mentally. That's what I mean by hardcore, like the high class prostitute, because you know, females, they're very emotional, so it's like a I guess it kind of makes them feel better or something if they get to know you first. Because I've had some girls like they didn't want to jump straight to it. They wanted to talk to me and shit, and they wanted to kind of get to know me, and they might be talking about some random ass shit or something like that. I respected it, you know, because I'm a nice guy underneath. And I understand what they're going through, and some of them just doing this just to get by. So I understand that aspect as well. And I always will respect it. So I would never tell her just to shut the fuck up and let me fuck. I wouldn't do that. I could kind of read, because I'm kind of experienced with them. You kind of can tell the girls that's like, this is their side gig. And you can tell that the girls that's been doing this for a long time, and this is all they do. So it's kind of like it's like Hooters and strip clubs. it's some similarities, but it got levels to it. So after we talk and build our rapport, she'll go ahead and ask for the money. Some of these girls, they may negotiate with you if they like you. See what I'm saying? So some of the girls I was able to talk down a little bit more. Some of them wasn't. These are the type of girls that will, I noticed they'll ask you, like, you know, you want to be, you know, if you want to be a regular or not. Like, are you going to call me back and shit like that? Those high class girls won't. They'll like, as soon as you're done, like, they'll fucking open the door and go in the bathroom while you get your shit together and wait on you to leave. Yeah. Some of these girls I did keep as a regular, you know, if I liked her, you know, and if it was fun. That's the main part. I like having fun, man. I don't like sex. It feels like a fucking process. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like having fun with it. So those girls like that, I've always called back and supported, matter of fact. So one of those girls was, you can listen to my porn addiction, part one. I explained about that with one of the girls. that I met unexpectedly. So and then you have your and then you have your streetwalkers. These girls right here, you will never know what you are about to get yourself into. It's kind of like what the intro was to this podcast. Then after that, I guess I'll pick up on that type of girl right there. So this type of girl would be already be high. She just walking around fucking and sucking just to get her next fix. She could be rambling and trying to get you to hurry up and all that type of shit. It's very annoying. It fucks up the experience, and plus you'll be out of $20 to $30. That's the thing though, you know, it's only $20 to $30 that they'll charge you, because that's all they want for their whatever they're doing, so whatever drugs they're on. But you get what you pay for, pretty much. I have met some girls on the street that's pretty cool. They're always willing to work with you. You can negotiate for like 10 to 15 minutes. Most of the time you'll win, because, you know, they just trying to, this is how they get high. So they'll take anything. So most of the time I pay between $20 and $40, I guess, for an unlimited amount of time. Most of the time this deal will end up in the car. It's a little bit uncomfortable sometimes, but if you're trying to fuck it in, just for some head or some oral, whatever, it's cool. Now the difference between these girls that's on the street is most of these girls have pimps. And what I don't really like about that, because I'm a type of dude that's low key, you know. I really don't like people in my business and everything. And sometimes like they'll fucking, I mean, I guess they try to, I don't know what, I guess they try to fucking look out for the girl and make sure she's safe and everything, which I can respect, but I just don't like niggas following me and shit like that. Like, that shit's annoying. All that creep shit, like, that makes me want to slap the fuck out of you. Like, what are you doing? Like, y'all should fucking y'all should have some goddamn other type of methods other than this, because I know I'm not the only, this can fuck up your money. It really can. But that's out of my league and off of my page. So that's one thing I don't like about picking girls up on the street. Another thing is I never been caught up in one of those things where the police will put out, I know you've seen that shit on TV where they have female cops posting as prostitutes and shit within those certain areas or red light districts of the town. So I never been caught up in one of those, thank God. I've been hustled a couple of times, I ain't gonna lie. This was a long time ago. I had one girl get in the car. She was like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. We're gonna do this and do that. She made it sound like we was gonna have the best time in the world, and it worked. So I was like, yeah. So she was like, okay, give me the money. I was like, all right. She like, okay, pull up right here. And like, we gonna go around inside this, inside where she lived at. She said she lived in a room out. So goddamn, I gave her the money and shit. We parked. She got out of the car. She went between these two houses. And I got out of the car and I followed her. Not right behind her, but which I should have done, but I didn't. I was trying to get my shit together and shit. And I was wondering why she got out the car so fucking fast. But She disappeared on my ass. I'm like, goddamn. That was slick as fuck. I wonder how many times she do that a night. Yep. I was standing there looking stupid as fuck. I was standing in some these people's driveway. I don't even know if she, I don't think she lived there, but after the fact, anyways, but she disappeared on my ass. I'll never forget that shit. I was like, God damn. I got back in my car looking stupid as fuck. I opened the door slow, looking around. Like she's gonna fucking come back. Like, ain't gonna fucking work. Damn, dude. some of the girls I already knew they were crackhead. So what I used to do was I used to get a room before I go pick them up, and I'll go ahead and get some crack from the trap. And these type of girls right here, I mean, as long as you keep them high, they'll just lay there naked and let you do whatever for whatever. Like, it don't even matter, you know? I've done that before. I wouldn't say I was taking advantage of them, but it was like a mutual agreement, I like to say. Because, you know, they knew what's up, and I knew what's up too, because when the crack's gone, that means she's gone. Like, you know, because I paid her, and I gave her her dope. I gave her some dope to keep her high, and I already knew what was up when it was gone. So, it was like a mutual agreement. I've done that on occasions. Depends on how my bank account was set up. Yeah. But the ones that will really fuck you up is the ones that's able to do that porn star shit. I'm not even gonna front, like, I'm talking about, like, the girls that know how, the girls that know what they're doing, they'll fuck your life up for months. Because whatever extra money you got, you hitting her up. For real. Now, this is if you live a lifestyle of a single man, or if you fuck around. And it's just times three if you're on drugs too, man. So, this shit right here is, it's really a dead end street. Oh, shit. I should have wore a condom with that bitch right there. For my end note, prostitution and drugs go hand in hand, and within this gamble, you will never have a winning hand. That's the best I can come up with. With all things considered, this the last time. Yep, this is your host Zoe for Neurosis Faction and a board member of Neurosis Faction nonprofit organization. Check us out at neurosisfaction.org. Click the top right tab and navigate our concepts. If you would like to donate, you will help our mission be more effective. Thanks for listening, and you're a good person.